Adriana Puckett, the Collection Services Coordinator with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, with us. Well, Adriana, with in this time and in this situation, the library has really been perfect in being able to pivot to everything, and you really offer a lot of options for us and for families.
Well, thanks, Ted. Yes, we are working hard from home, keeping library services running. In our department, we are really been busy purchasing both digital, and we're still purchasing print books and loading them into the catalog. The digital services team is doing a fabulous job of keeping everything updated, and youth services and adult services has moved to some virtual programming as well. So kind of silver linings to this situation is being agile and learning how to pivot, as you say.
Well, and it has, as I look around at the community, and we all are having to do it, everyone has, but you really were, the library really was positioned well to do this because you had been doing and had been offering so many kind of, as far as, the e-materials out there that you've been doing over the years.
Yes, we have a platform called OverDrive, which is where the best-selling books for both ebook and e-audio are. And we have actually seen unprecedented use of the digital collection since the branches have closed. In the last 30 days, we have had 5,500 unique users check out over 30,000 items. And people are actually learning about it for the first time as well. We have welcomed over 769 new users during this time, too. And that's just in the last 30 days. So staff are actually really busy issuing library cards still. So if every member of your household doesn't have a library card, you're not out of luck. They can just fill those out on an application out online at librarypoint.org, and the library card number is actually emailed to you, and that allows you to sign up for that service.
Isn't that something, though, that many people are, so many people are using the library now in this way for the first time?
Yeah, that's been kind of a silver lining to this, is that people are discovering how easy it is to download an ebook or e-audiobook from the comfort of home in just a few minutes. You can hear about something or read about a book and hop online. We recommend using the Libby app if you have a smartphone or a tablet. Libby is OverDrive's app, and you can just sign up for it in a couple of minutes. And then look up that book and see if the library already has it. If it's very popular, there may be a hold line, but you can just jump on that hold line. And today I'm going to share some tips and tricks for kind of getting the most out of how to use the digital collection.
Go ahead. What are some of those? Because I'm anxiously awaiting this.
Well, okay. So I have some pro tips and some ninja tricks here. So the first thing I've already talked about is, does everyone in your library in your household have a library card? Because everyone can have one, and each card gets 10 checkouts, but they can send the titles to the same devices. And you can actually switch between the cards in the Libby app. So I may have been known from time to time to max out my own card and dip into a family member's card to put a book on hold. And so there's six people in my family, so I actually have the ability to, and our whole family collectively has the ability to check out 60 titles at a time. So that would be my first tip. And then my second one is, did you know that there's a special day of the week that many books are published on?
No.
Yes, so most books are published on Tuesdays. So a tried and true time to check out books and or to come and look and see what hot new titles have been added would be like Tuesday afternoon or evening, because chances are we have added that title on a Tuesday. Except for some reason, James Patterson publishes his books published on Monday. And then I almost always try to add new titles on Fridays as well in OverDrive to kind of stock the shelves before the weekend. So people, who have some downtime to read can find something new there. And then we also are always adding, and this is not just for adults, we are adding titles all the time for children and teens. So there's new picture books, beginning readers, read-alongs, chapter books, and then all kinds of genres for teens as well.
You are busy. Boy, that, you know, just as you've discussed this, that you and your staff are busy these days.
Yes, yes, definitely. We are. And we actually, if you are looking for a certain title that we don't have yet in Overdrive, don't despair. You can actually recommend it for purchase right in Overdrive. So you just search for the title. Now, not everything is available in ebook or e-audio form, but if it is available, it'll show underneath in Overdrive, it'll show and say not yet owned. You can click on that and recommend it for purchase. And actually, here's another tip. If it's purchased, you're automatically added to the holds list, and then you get an email when it is purchased. So you could go on right now and recommend a title, say that's being published next week, like that James Patterson book, and then you would be automatically added to the holds list.
Oh, okay.
And speaking of which, Overdrive has a new very cool feature called Holds Redelivery, and that allows you to manage holds that become available to you but you're not ready to read, and you can kind of boomerang them back to you at another time.
How difficult is it to use, say, an Overdrive or any of the other options that the people have? I'm assuming that these programs are pretty self-explanatory.
So there's, of course, a number of different varieties of devices. So Overdrive itself, you can just go right from the library's website and click on the links from librarypoint.org, and you can access Overdrive on your desktop, and that always provides kind of a new look at the program itself, and you can explore the types of titles that are available there. I would say start there, and then also if you have a smartphone, just download the free Libby app. That just takes a couple of minutes, and then you enter your library card number and your PIN, and you are rocking and rolling at that point. You actually don't need to do any more than that if you don't want to. You could just read the ebook right in Libby, or you could listen to your e-audio right in Libby. That's what I do. I just listen to my e-audio right there. I don't send it anywhere else. I use Bluetooth headphones so I can listen to an e-audio, you know, while I'm doing housework or exercising. And then if you want to send it to a Kindle, you can do it right from Libby. And there's just a couple clicks. And then you can send it to your Kindle device, or if you use a Kindle app on your phone or tablet, it'll show up there. So we're actually about to have a video, a couple of videos that are explaining how to do things like that as well.
Adriana Puckett with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library here. You've done it on the library's Facebook page, a number of virtual story times and poetry readings and things. Fascinating stuff that the librarians have been doing.
Yes, that's been so much fun to watch. So staff have been doing these virtual Grow a Reader story times. There are a couple posted right now to Facebook, and they're also on librarypoint.org. So I saw one on bunnies and one on birds, and they actually have props and things like that. They're super fun to watch. And then there have been a number of videos for Poetry Month as we're wrapping up Poetry Month in April. Different staff have been reading poetry, and that's been, I just love to watch them, and it just brings back that love of language to me. But it's not just story times. They are also doing virtual events. So there's some really cool events happening now, like virtual book group meetings, including the virtual books and beer. There's actually virtual cooking demonstrations and even things like job workshops as well. So that's been, I'm actually signed up to go. I indicated that I was interested on Facebook to watch the cooking demonstrations and learn how, you know, the right way to make rice. So I'm looking forward to that.
There are all kinds of things. You know, if by chance you're getting bored or you're looking for things to do, really check out what the library has to offer.
Yes, there's actually a page too specifically for parents and educators at this time. It's linked right from the top of Library Point, and it's called Learn at Home. And that has links and ideas for resources for learning and just activities that are just fun at this time too. This is also an awesome time to check out Ancestry Library if you're interested in doing any kind of genealogy. So in all my time working at the library, Ancestry has always been something where you have to come into a library branch to access. But they are offering remote access during this time, and they've extended it through the end of May. So they have all kinds of records for genealogical research, like obituaries, census records, city directories, and things like that. So it's a great time to work on your family tree.
LibraryPoint.org, again, is the website. Adriana, I know CurlCon is something that is so popular with kids and families. What's the status of that in these days?
Yeah, CurlCon is a perpetually popular annual comic book convention that's usually held at Howell Library. Although we can't gather this year in person, it's going to be taken virtual. So throughout the month of May, there's going to be all kinds of activities, tutorials, and more for all ages. And there's even going to be a virtual costume parade that you can participate in by using the hashtag CurlCon when sharing your cosplay on social media. And there's going to be also book lists and lists of sites that you can read comics for free, tutorials on video gaming, and just all kinds of fun stuff. So the URL for that is also linked from librarypoint.org, and it's /curl-con.
Whether it's librarypoint.org or the Facebook page, lots of information. And even though the library buildings are closed, it is just amazing the content that you're all providing the community right now.
Yes, we are having that part has been really both challenging and fun to come up with new ways to highlight all of the things that we normally do in our branches, but we now are taking virtual for people to enjoy. And then also we are adding things all the time to Overdrive. I did want to highlight a couple of things that we've recently added. One is called Always Available eAudio that you can access under collections and audiobooks in Overdrive. And those are things that don't have any holds. They're audiobooks that you can download at any time. So if you need something to listen to right now, just go look for the Always Available eAudio on Overdrive. And then we also added a number of titles to celebrate National Library Week, which was last week. And we added new Great Course audiobooks for adults. And those have been very, very popular. So you can do your own learning at home on a variety of things, both historical, health-related, all kinds of great courses. And there's new comics for YA and graphic novels for children. So those are some new things to check out, too.
So many people in these days are talking about, well, you know, I'm really having a difficult time, you know, finding, you know, being able to apply my work to what's going on. The library hasn't. This is pretty impressive.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, we're working hard to make it work for everyone as well. And there's always, I would just say again, to go to librarypoint.org because it literally is changing almost every day with new resources and just all kinds of new virtual events. I'm seeing things every day where I'm like, oh, I didn't know we were doing a virtual English conversation group or a virtual writer's workshop. So it's been, that's been interesting to watch.
Well, and for the people who say, you know, why do I need a library in these days? You have really proven. I mean, over the years, I've been with just like you said earlier, just so many people are finding out about all of these options that you have online. But boy, a library in a community and what you're all able to do right now is just, this is just invaluable.
Yes, thank you. And I would say too, even though the branches are closed, and if you need wireless access, you can actually access wireless from our parking lot still. There's even, I think, a listing online where you can see where in the parking lot is the best place to get access. So even though you can't go into a physical branch, you can use the wireless from the parking lots too.
Adriana, thank you for what all you're doing. And again, as we've mentioned several times, you just said a second ago, librarypoint.org, really the kind of the launching pad that will give you an idea of what and where you want to go.
Yes, definitely. Librarypoint.org and our Facebook page has up-to-date information.